This is Zach from UTForums.com.
This is AfixTwin from StayMadHeavens.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is MungoZen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Green from LWZ.
What's up, y'all? This is the Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Greetings, good afternoon. It is Oswald with you back for another Friday edition of Urban Radio. Coming to you live here from Southern California. Basically, we're just going to freeball it today. I got absolutely nothing to talk about. The floor is basically yours. If you have a question, comment, shout out, feel free to send me a private message. You can find me as On Air, TSN Oswald. We do have an Urban Radio server up. We'll get to that information in just a few minutes. Some updated information on Capture the Flow, Bomb and Defuse. Got some updates on how the patch is coming along. So we got quite a bit of stuff here to talk about. So we'll be right back here in just about 2 minutes.
God help us all.
Welcome to the show. It's Oswald right here, TSN, the Team Sportscast Network, as we bring you yet another edition of Urban Radio. That's right, Urban Radio. We support our mod, Urban Terror, Quake 3 community, going strong. We've got a lot of Quake 3 being casted here on TSN. DJ Wheat, Red Barchetta, Trillion, Methos, all doing one hell of a job. So if you've never caught one of their shows, I recommend you tune in and check it out, as they got some kick-ass action. As they call it, all right here on TSN. So, as I said, what's up? Another week in the books, I should say, as Urban Radio continues to make good headway. Been on just over a year now. I do want to thank everybody who has tuned in at one point or another to listen to what I have or don't have to say. Really makes no difference to me. But before we get this thing started, may as well get everybody into the server. We do have an Urban Radio server up and running. Easiest way to get there is go to urbantear.net on your Internet Explorer, or for you Linux freaks, whatever program you use. And under Urban Radio tab, you'll see the Urban Radio server. Today it's the Queen Bee Weekend over in the Netherlands. QADN has supplied the server for us. So you can click on there, find the three maps you'll need. You will need Desertville, Wild West, and Commune. Those are the three maps we're playing, as I said. It is a Queen Bee Weekend. She is the queen, and we are playing all her maps for the next 48 hours. So I do recommend that you check that out. It's some good shit. Excuse me. Some good poop. And I was playing actually on there a couple hours ago with some of the guys here. No Leaf Clover was there. Don was there, just to name two guys. QADN was there. So we had a good time. So hopefully you guys will flood the server with love, and I will drop in there later to check out all the action. The IP, for those of you too lazy to go to it, you can go to 130.89.175.11, standard port. Once again, the IP address for the radio server, 130.89.175.11. You know, it's a funny thing about radio. Now, if all of you were in a big, large room and I had to get up in front and talk to everybody, you know what? I couldn't do it. But you know what? This is radio. You guys don't have to see me, but I do have the webcams running. I have two webcams, the studio cam and the shoutcast cam. They are both on. You can go to the sixthfloor.com, click on a sniper cam, and you can see my ugly mug as I try to game my way through Urban Terror and this edition of Urban Radio. Before we get started here, I'm going to have to kick down some thanks, but I want to get to another song here. Before we get into it, I got a few things to set up here. Little Rush, one of my favorite bands here, Spirit of the Radio. We'll be right back.
Salesman.
A salesman.
A salesman. And now, a fucking public service announcement for fucking TSN. Sometimes dealing with all you asshats causes a shoutcaster to drop occasional F-bomb, or two, or five. To put it another way, if you are offended by pussy bitch, or ass, goddamn motherfucking stupid fucking bitch, then please disconnect now, because it's only going to get worse.
Are you ready?
Yeah, boy, are you ready? I'm ready. I think all of us at TSN are ready. Willing and able. Trillion of you available? I'm just kidding. So what's up? It's Oswald back with you here, another Friday edition of Urban Radio. I do want to give a few props out before we get started, as I usually do. First off, I do want to say thanks to everyone at TSN, namely Coldshot and Boomerman. Some Cold Shot and Boom. How about Cold Shot and Juno? That's better. as they've helped me get along here at TSN, get everything put together. They are two of the driving forces behind it, TSNCentral.com, and I do want to thank them, along with everybody else at TSN, who does their best to shoutcast their most popular game from Quake 3 to Return to Castle Wolfenstein to Warcraft 3 to Medal of Honor. No, we don't do that yet. We've done it before. Frontline Forest, Day of Defeat, Soldier of Fortune 2, Counter-Strike, Unreal Tournament 2003, and the list goes on. So if you haven't been over to the website, I suggest you go over there now and check it out. That's TSNCentral.com. If you've never listened to one of our shoutcasts, click on the Downloads tab and head to one of the sections, preferably Urban Terror, since that is what I usually cast, Urban Terror. I suggest you go over to the Clan Base section and check out some of the fast-paced action over in Europe, as those guys have really begun to game their asses off here. We've gotten into the finals, semifinals, and we got a new cup starting up. I'll get into that a little bit more. So first, as I said, thanks to everybody at TSN for making my stay here an enjoyable one. Also want to give shout-outs to Zach over at ZDWebHosting.com. Zach does host a couple of my sites. The one that you guys are seeing the webcam on, Swoned, SW0NED.com, Swoned.com. For you noobs, that means you were so owned, you were swoned. Do you get it? I hope so. Stupid? I don't care. I like it. It was free, and I bought it. But Zach does host all the previously recorded shows over on his website. And you can get there by clicking on UrbanTerror.net. And clicking on Urban Radio, we have all the shows archived from basically the first show that we officially did back in... God, back in 2000, it was that long ago. I've been doing it that long. Who thought I would ever be doing this for well over a year, almost a year and a half? So check it out. It's some good stuff. Who else do I want to say thanks to? I thought I had one more person there. I don't remember. Quick shout-out to Speakeasy, as TSN Central is powered by the Speakeasy Network. If you had Speakeasy, you'd be there now.
You're listening to TSN, brought to you by Speakeasy.net.
www.tsncentral.com.
And seriously, I do use Speakeasy. I love it. I've been with them now for about 8 months. And my connection rocksers my boxers. That's right. It is a kick-ass fast connection. So if you're looking for a new DSL account, dial-up account, dial into Speakeasy.net. And they will hook you up. While I'm on that topic, I do want to give a shout-out to Citizen. He's been helping tweak the speakeasy.net GTV server, especially when it comes to Urban Terror and also becoming one of the QuakeCon tournament directors. So props to Citizen over at speakeasy.net, one of those unsung heroes behind the scenes when it comes to things like GTV. And I only mention that because I do want to give another sort of a big round of applause thanks to Seffy over at the Stronger Than All League. He and Dracostian have really busted their asses this year to bring us one of the best seasons we've had over in the state. I probably don't thank them enough for all the work they've done. And I definitely know they put up with a lot of crap when it comes to disputes and claims of cheating and hacking. But Seffy and Dracostian, thank you very much from all of us here at Silicon Ice Development. You guys have done one hell of a job, and I sure hope you guys are around for next season, because you know what? It's going to be a better season than it was this year. And with guys like Citizen behind the scenes kicking ass on GTV and speakeasy.net, it's all good. So there's my shout-out to Seffy. I wanted to get that in for him and Dracostian, as I said, they've put in a lot, lot of time into the playoffs here, which, in fact, we've been casting right here on TSN Central. As I said, a lot of the gaming is sort of coming to a head right now. Stronger Than All is into their second week of playoffs. Last week, or this past week, was the opener, the first week of the playoffs, sort of the wild card round, if you may. We had a couple clans in action. We had eight clans in action over on the flag side, and, of course, eight over on the frags side. The flags side of things, it matched up like this. Pain Incorporated took on Fear. And sort of in a surpriser, Fear defeated Pain Incorporated. That is something that I don't think any of us would have seen coming, because Pain Incorporated started off the season very strong, sort of faded into the middle of the season, and they're done with Pain Incorporated out. Fear from Portugal, of all places, a non-U.S. clan, moves on to the quarterfinals. I think that's just awesome. Next up was Lick taking on Balls Deep, and the boys from SoCal, Balls Deep, members of the band Fiend, and never give them enough love. We'll have to get them on air next week. Maybe we'll give them a call, see what they think. But Balls Deep not able to overcome Clan Lick. Lick takes them out 24-21 in a very competitive match over on UT Abbey. So there's the West side. As we are set now for the quarterfinals on the West. Over on the East side, matches it pretty much went as planned. Rogue taking on AI. Rogue could have gone out for a pizza and come back, as they walked 61-9 over AI. No offense, West. Please don't take it as, but you guys got worked. And then in a very close one, Sis was able to defeat deoxyribonucleic acid. That's DNA for those of you who don't know how to pronounce that. They beat Clan DNA 27-26 in another nail-biter. So we basically had two good matches and two matches that were more or less blowouts. I don't want to say 30-20 was a blowout, but again, that's probably one of the shockers right there. Clan Fear taking down Pain Incorporated. Who would have thunk it? I don't know. Over on the Frags side of the board here, over at Stronger Than All, you can go there right now, q3ut.stronger.org, and you can follow along at home if you'd like. But we had ICU taking on Jin. We had DSP taking on Sex. Over on the East Frags division, we had Boss and Sis and Nox and Rogue. The two matches that were still waiting, they were never put in. You know what? I'm going to have to smack Sepp here because I don't remember who won. But two of the matches here, Boss defeated by Sis 26-5. As I know, I was talking to Whispers and Vansilli about that defeat. And Nox was handily took down Rogue, 36-6. And the other two matches, maybe somebody can help me out here and tell me who won those two matches. Because you know what? I don't remember. As I'm looking for Seppi here, as Seppi's been giving me some love here that I'm going to have to pass along in just a few minutes. But I don't recall who won the other two matches. I want to say ICU. I believe it was ICU beating Genesis and DSP beating Sex, but don't take my word on that. As I like I said, I forgot. But this week we move into another round of playoffs here. We already have some of them scheduled over here on TSN, the Team Sportscast Network, as I'm pulling it up right now. It looks like... what day is that? The 16th on Sunday. We'll have Enigma taking on DNA, and this is going to be for the Stronger Than All Flags quarterfinals. I'm going to cast all that action beginning at 9 p.m. Eastern, so be sure to check out that. We're also going to try to bring you coverage of Shaven 8 Brigade taking on Clan Lick. We will have GTV for that one. As for DNA Enigma, we'll have GTV and, of course, my broadcast, my shoutcast for that match. But SAB and Lick coming up at 11 o'clock Eastern following DNA and Enigma. And actually, I see Seppi's working it right now, reading my mind. But he did confirm that yes, ICU won and a DSP won. And look at Arcfile. Arcfile, if you guys don't know, Arcfile. Oh, that's not good. My music cut out. Continue what I was doing. There we go. You guys don't know Arcvile, one of the TSN shoutcasters. Give him some props, some love here, as he takes a bullet for anybody. Taking two of them. Arcvile, glad to see you tuned in, my friend. And just be ready for tonight when I start whooping your ass online, okay? Battlefield, you name it, I'm there. I'm going to take you. Anyways, that is the Stronger Than All League. We are going to have some more coverage on the 18th, that is Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern. We're going to feature Fear Taken on Knox. Again, GTV will be available. And the Shoutcast right now is up in the air. I know that Vancilli has expressed interest in shoutcasting that match. So I'll have to see if we can actually finalize that with him and get that covered for you guys. So as I said, Stronger Than All League playoffs in full swing here, both on the Flags and Frags division. If you've missed any of the previous action, then you know what? Head over to TSNCentral.com. Click on Downloads down at the bottom of the page. You see Urban Tear, that neat little logo. Click there and then go to Stronger Than All Season 3, and there are your divisions. We have the Flags division and the Frags division. Choose which one you want. They're easily notated and about 20, 25 minutes in duration, so you guys can check out all that action. As I said, some great action over on the Stronger Than All League. Props to all the clans still remaining, and I do have my favorites, but I don't think it would really behoove me to tell you who I want to win. But I'm sure you guys can go check that out at challenge-us. Challenge.com-us? Challenge-us.com? Seffy will tell me. But they pull up a page each week and give you the rundown on who's going to win and who is not going to win. Going to step away. When we come back, we're going to get into something that's been near and dear to my heart here. Clan Base. That's right. The Europeans. At their best over in Clan Base, Nations Cup, and the Open Cup. It's Oswald right here, TSN. We'll be right back.
despite the fact that there
is a new hazard on the playground that every parent...
Despite the fact that there
is a new hazard on the playground that every parent needs to be...
The reason I let you take this job is
I like a big matzo ball.
The TV. Let's try radio.
TSN, Radio for Gamers, brought to you by Speakeasy.net. Dialed in to Quake 3 Urban Terror's Urban Radio with your host, Oswald. Right here on the number one station for online gaming, TSN.
Yeah, a little blunder there. You know, I hit the button twice, and that's what happens. It starts the sounder, stops the sounder. Got to hit it one time and one time only. Hey, welcome back to the show. It is Oswald right with you here, TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. The Valentine's edition of Urban Radio, I guess. What did you get your sweetheart today? Or your guy sweetheart? I guess that's how you'd say that, huh? Well, I didn't get much. I got a card and a picture frame. How's that? No, I'm not cheap. Granted, I did get my tax return, but, you know, it's just one of those things. It's sort of a worthless holiday, if you ask me. I mean, chance to go out and buy some overpriced roses or some chocolate, give them to her, and the roses are going to die within a week, and the chocolates, well, they'll be gone in like 2 or 3 days. So what's the point? So instead, I got a nice little picture frame, stuck a couple of pictures in, got a card, stuck her name on it, wrote love, Steve, bam, done, finished. Hopefully she enjoys it. Alrighty, we are back here, as I said. Want to get some of these shout-outs out of the way here, as I have a few of them. Thunder, listening today, says, hey, Oswald, can you give me a shout-out to those weirdos of the gaming community, the Conclave, and tell them to go play Urban Terry? He says, I'm trying to get them to play for ages now. Well, you know what, Thunder? Get them on here. Tell them to play. Tell them we have a good time. That's all we're about here at Siliconized Development is fun and enjoyment for our community. And based on the number of people we have in Pound Urban Terror on ETG, I'm surprised more people do not tune in on a regular basis to Urban Radio and to the Shoutcast. But I'll touch on that here in just a minute. I don't want to get ahead of myself here. Don complaining as usual, saying there's too much team killing on the server. Yeah, Don, especially when you're doing it, my friend. And from Tom, he says, can you say I'll be releasing a texture pack to the community within 2 weeks for all you mappers out there? He says, any requests, you can email Tom, T-H-N-O-M, at LT1Productions.com. So, Tom, one of the younger members of the Urban Terror community, but nonetheless one talented guy when it comes to that, be it textures or models. Tom seems to be able to do it all. So, hopefully some of you guys will have some requests for Tom, some of you mappers out there, as he is looking to put together a texture pack, something that we on the development team didn't do, because I can remember the early Urban Terror maps, they all used the same god-awful textures. Oh, my God. Like, the map Armory, just pitiful. My God, it had to be one of the worst maps. Anyways, I'm going back a little too far. I see a message here from somebody, from Mister, asking me why we don't have an Urban Terror magazine. And as I told him, that would actually go against the EULA, the End User License Agreement, is that we are not allowed to release stuff on any medium except for on the Internet. So that's why you can only find our stuff downloadable. Anything you find it in a magazine or on a CD, then either somebody burned it for themselves or you got it out of a magazine. But you know what? We can't do that. So unfortunately, that is not going to happen. What else do we have here for shout-outs? Talking to Illogical. Illogical, I've been working with Illogical and Density here. Some of you may have heard TSN has worked up some demo cast. What a demo cast is? It's actually a shoutcast timed together with an actual demo of a match. I suggest you go check out some of the Quake 3 demo casts, as Wheat and some of those guys have done a great job on them. But we do have a small selection of demo casts, as I'm looking at the Quake 3 folder right now, and just pick one of them. I mean, they're not that big, 22 megs or so, and download it and check it out. Well, this is what we're trying to do for Urban Terror. So I've been working with Density, talking to Illogical, and we think we have a way to fix it here, so we can actually have demo casts available. So now you could actually download it, and it would be like watching a highlight on ESPN or something. You can actually watch the game, listen to the Shoutcaster, and it would be simultaneously. So we're still working on that. May even have that back or released by the next version of Urban Terror. We'll have to wait and see. But DemoCast, they are coming. I do want to thank Illogical for going above and beyond. What he does in our community is we hosted a map on his server last week for Urban Radio server. Had a good time. ILO's STATWL Scrim Center, if you guys are looking for that anytime soon, he has it up and running. So that's something else we got going here. As I said, I wanted to get into a little clan-based coverage. Now, you know, we keep hearing the arguments. Well, you know, the gaming over in Europe is so much better than that over here in North America. And then you hear all the Yankees over here going, yeah, well, the gaming over here in North America is so much better than it is in Europe. Well, you know what? It's very, very close. I'm not going to say I've given up on everything over in North America. It just does not fit in with my schedule anymore to cast. So I sort of had to start casting more clan-based, which is not a bad thing. Believe me, working with the admins, I work with Spawn and Lord on a regular basis. And then some of the actual game admins, just to name a couple, Can, Throne-in, Outlaw, I've worked with him before, Dead Sea, and Lord of Doom, just to name a few. But these are the guys who actually go in the match, and they're sort of like the referee. They'll watch everything. They're the ones who keep the official score, the official time. But when it comes to gaming, I don't know. Clan Base has some very, very good clans. As we're down to now one match left for the Quake 3 Arena Urban Terror Cup Fall 2002, for those of you who missed it, Majesty defeated House Valhalla last weekend on Sunday, February 9th, 27-16. Somewhat of an upset, I'm sure, as House Valhalla was probably the heavy favorite to win it all over in Division I playoffs. But unfortunately, they stumbled, just could not get their act together. And MC and Big D, I'm coming to that. Give me a second. I'll get to your question. I see it right there. EU versus US. I'm getting to that. So stay tuned. But anyways, House Valhalla got taken down, probably a little unfortunate. Not that Majesty's not good. The Germans really know how to play, and they played very well. Thus, they won. But like I said, House Valhalla just never able to get things rolling and get their game on, unfortunately. They were behind from the word go. First round, they lost 13-7. And second round, they were really never in it, 14-9. They did sort of put on a last-minute charge, but too little, too late, and Majesty takes home the gold. They are your champions of the Fall 2002 Cup over on Clan Base. Over in the second division, in a match we casted, a very enjoyable match. We had Crypt54 defeating the Abjects 19-18, but these guys were in it for fun. They had a great time. They enjoyed what they did. Every fifth round ended up being a round where they would drop their weapons and go seriously kick each other's ass. The boot of passion, if I may. But they would go after each other. They usually line up across from each other, you know, doing the Braveheart thing. And they would go after each other with their boots. It was pretty funny to see. I know Lego Mancer has a demo of it, if you can find that on the general forums. It was actually very funny to watch. So props. Props to Crypt54 to take the bronze. And the second division final match, the Beast, taking on Los Campos Fragging Force. That is coming up this Sunday, beginning at 4 p.m. Eastern, 21 GMT for those over in Europe. Hopefully you guys will tune in and check that out, as I believe Los Campos is making their way to the first division, if I'm not mistaken. The new cup pools are out, and yes, MC and Big D, the Abjects are the win. As I can't get to that page right now, ain't that a mother? But as I said, Los Campos Fragging Force taking on 666. This is for the final over in the second division, and we look forward to a very good match from both of those clans. 666, a very convincing win over the Abjects in the semifinals to get into the finals. And Los Campos, really no contest with Crypt54. They advanced into the finals as well. So as I said, a lot of clan-based gaming action over here on Clan Base has been very, very good. Some of the pools are actually up for the Spring 2003 Cup. I'm checking them out now. Again, we have two divisions, 64 teams. Each division is divided into four pools, A through D, A, B, C, and D. And then each division has eight teams. Or excuse me, each pool. You know, they spell pool wrong, for one. What is this? Is this a French word now? P-O-U-L-E? That is not how you spell pool. Poulet. Pool. P-O-O-L. Pool. Anyway, they have four pools in each division. There are two divisions and eight teams in each pool. How's that? For a total of 64 teams. Now I got it right. We over here at TSN are going to bring you as much coverage as we can, probably a weekly or every other day here on TSN, as these matches fit perfectly with my work schedule. Cast a match, go to work. Cast a match, go to work. So I plan on covering a lot of clan-based action for the Urban Terror Spring 2003 Cup. I'll be working with Spawn and Lord once again. When it comes down to actually casting the matches, I've sent them a couple of emails. And hopefully we can get everything organized and bring you some of the best gaming action over in Europe at clanbase.com. Now, as MC alluded to here just a few minutes ago, I'm in the process of trying to set up an Atlantic battle between a North American, or actually not a North American clan, and a European clan. Of course, the obvious problems are, where do we play, Oz? There's no server that's in the middle that we can use. You're right, there's probably not, which means that if you're playing in North America, then the North American clan is probably going to have the advantage. You go over to Europe and you choose a server in the Netherlands or Portugal or Germany or the UK, and of course, the team over in Europe is going to have the ping advantage. But here's what I want to see. I want to see the winner of the Frags Stronger Than All division take on the winning clan, which is now Majesty of the Cup, of the 2002 Fall Cup. Majesty against whoever the winner is. And, you know, maybe have two servers. We'll play, like, maybe, see, we can't even do that because now we have to get into the rules. I'd say we play two rounds. The third round will be an overtime if we need it. But, you know, I'm sure the North American clans aren't going to like that. They're going to whine and say, no, we want to play it this way. So, you know, that would be one way to see who actually is the better clan. Plus, it would give you guys a little bit more opportunity to talk a little smack, throw down some words of wisdom to your mates across the pond over in Europe, which, of course, we dub Euros and they dub us Yanks, so what the hell. But anyways, I'm still working on that with some of the guys here from Stronger Than All and Clan Base. Maybe we can get that to come off. Maybe not. I don't know. We will actually have to see what happens with that. So as I said, tune in Sunday beginning at 4 p.m. Eastern, as I'm going to bring you second division coverage of the final match. Los Campos Fragging Force taking on Clan 666, the Beast. So that's our clan coverage right here. I'm going to step away, take another break, and a couple more swigs of beer. When we come back, we'll drop into the Urban Radio server. It's Oswald. You're listening to Urban Radio right here on TSN.
What you gonna do? Yeah. Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
TSN Cops is filmed on location in Mesquite, Texas, with the men and women of law enforcement. All suspects are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
From what I've heard about the Mesquite Police Department, you guys, every year you're out here dedicated to the safety, and not only just here, but year-round dedicated to safety, and I know sometimes people do not respect you. I've had my run-ins, but I've always tried to be...
Which one?
That's really hard to believe.
Yeah, that's hard to believe.
Well, I can get into the story. I'm going to tell you the story.
Open the can of worms.
I had a 1978 LTD. Okay, this is the classic year of Ford.
That's never good.
Yeah, it wasn't good. I had a 1978 LTD Ford. It was a brown rust bucket, one-speaker AM, no heater. It was rusty in the back end, right? So I got my bumper, some solid steel bumper, just kind of hanging there. I'm driving down in Reynoldsburg, Ohio, going down the street, and I hit this bump, right? And there's a police officer right behind me. I hit this bump, and I just hit it right because my bumper fell right off. The police officer right behind me ran over my bumper and blew two of his front tires.
That's usually a bad thing.
That was not pretty for Chad because he got out screaming at me to stop. And when he came out, he had it. He was not happy. He cuffed me, and I had some tires to pay for, and that was a fun time in my life. 16 years old, and
well, my only cop story, mind you, clean through. You know, I'm saying I'm clean. I'm a 30-year-old clean. You know, never been in trouble, mainly because I've never really been caught. But you know, everybody's had their times where it's been questionable. But New Year's 1999. At a party about a mile and a half from where I lived. It's New Year's. People are going to take a libation. It's going to get a little rowdy. Going to have a lot of fun. I'm smashed off my butt. I am literally trashed by midnight. Fight breaks out the party. All I can think is, I don't want to be here. I walk out. I look at my truck and go, I don't want to do that. So I start walking. I can make it. I can make the mile and a half. I'm sober. Now, yes, I can do it. Cop car turns the corner.
Find out what's going on.
The guy stops.
Can you find
gets out and says, excuse me. Where you coming from? Told him. Where are you going? Told him. You mind getting in the back of the cop car? No problem. I'm thinking, nice guy. Going to get me a ride. You know, New Year's Eve. Cops out there being nice. You know, making sure everybody's safe, etc. Next thing I know, I'm sitting in a cell waiting to sober up. I had a court date, and it cost me $700 for public intoxication.
And you were almost home.
I was halfway there. But, I mean, you know, at least I did the sensible thing and didn't get behind the wheel.
That's true.
Give your free will a chance. You've got to have to believe.
And welcome back to Urban Radio. It is Oswald with you here, February 14th, Valentine's Day. So go get your sweetheart something that won't die in a week and she won't eat and, well, you know. I guess I can't say that because if my honey bought me chocolates, you know what I'd do? I'd eat them all up too. Anyway, we are back. As I'm just dropped in the server here, and we'll get to that in just a minute, as you'll be able to hear all the action in the background as we see Recoil. Oh, the map just ended. Recoil capping the flag for the red team, 10-2 the final score. The blue team better get some skills here very quickly. I guess it doesn't help when I am last place with 6 deaths in 4 minutes, huh? Anyway, today we're playing over on a server in the Netherlands. And I'm not even going to try to say the city because I know I'll butcher that. But it's UTCTF, FF26A. You can, I know, yeah, confusing, doesn't it? It sounds confusing. Anyways, if you want to get to the server, go to urbanterror.net/server.html. And there you will see the Urban Radio Server of the Week information. It is a Queen Bee weekend over here in the Netherlands. A reliable command was cycled out. Ain't that a mother? We'll get to that in a minute. Gives me some background music. Ah, yeah. Grooving to the background music of Urban Terror. Anyways, it is admin by QADN. He's on a 100 megabit connection, 10 gigabit router. He says it's fast. We are playing CTF. Friendly fire is on. A respawn time of 8. Capture limit of 10. And no time limit, no round limit. Punkbuster is enabled. Right now, Mac clients of 16. The maps we are playing, as I said, Desertville, Commune, and Wild West. 3 maps by Queen Bee. And she seems to be getting better here. The last, her most recent map, Commune, was completely her work. She actually had no help from Dragone except for a little moral support and Dragone answering some questions. Aside from that, it is all her work. So it's kind of cool. Have to check it out. Now I get unpeer client detected. Great! I wonder why that happened. Yeah, I can already see the comments now. Oh, yeah, Oz is a hack. Nope, it's actually because I have a, I have one of the internal client packs in there, and, you know, I'm sure that's why it's going to kick me here. If it kicks me again, then, well, I'll take that pack out, and we'll try to reconnect. The information, the IP address, 130, yeah, it's going to kick me again, 130.89.175. .11. And, you know, why didn't it kick me before? I was already in there for like 20 minutes and it didn't kick me. Bastard. So, we will drop that into a different folder there and start up Urban Terror again. And people continue to ask me, well, Oswald, don't you play? Yeah, I still play occasionally. I got a few other things going on here, so I probably cannot play as much as I'd like to. Chances are I will be on the HOH server tonight with Blade Killer, Rabid Cow, and Friends, as the development team usually likes to frag on Fridays, starting about 8 p.m. Pacific. If you live somewhere else, you can do the conversion and figure out what time that is, because I don't want to tell you. So 8 o'clock is when we start, usually game for, I don't know, 2 hours or so. As I am joining, once again, Wild West. I believe this was her second map. There we go. Now we're in the game. Auto join, accept. Execute my leet config. Okay, maybe it's not so leet. Drop in that UMP-45. That's a bad boy. I love that weapon. So, we are now back into the game here, as you can hear. We are playing Wild West. There are some slots open if you'd like to join. And look at that. Queen Bee herself is even in there. Oops. Queen Bee is actually in there. Looking at the teams right now, it is 6 aside. We have Aki Broken Wrist, we have Lil Boy, Urban Radio, Thunder, Recoil, and Junkie, both from HSO. QADN is on the red team. And over on the blue team, we have Sweet Justice, Arctic Tios, we have Morph and SimT from HSO. We have Old Fart from TTSOM, Queen Bee from Triad, and myself on the blue team. So as I said, this is UT Wild West. As I'm under attack. Oh. You gotta reload, Oz. As we are on Wild West, I don't want to say it's a big map. It's a good size map. I'm not sure how this... Well, never mind. So, like I said, one of her first maps. Still learning the ropes here when it comes to developing. But she has a good sense... Ooh, I see the red flag. She has a good sense when it comes to what makes a map and what doesn't. And I'm sure that comes from Dragone. Oops. No, I'm killing more guys on my team than I am on their team. I guess that's nothing new. I'm going to drop into spec mode so I can watch all this, seeing as I cannot play and shoutcast at the same time. So, you can join the server right now. As I said, there are still two slots available. Score right now is 1-0 in favor of the red team. As Aki, Broken Wrist, leading all scorers, 18 points. They do have one cap. Things going on well in that server. If you have a server that you admin, or maybe a server you play on all the time, and you want to get that hosted right here on a Friday for Urban Radio, feel free to send me an email, oswald@planetquake.com, and I'll make the necessary emails and get it all hooked up. As we see, a giant black dude has set up his own air-conditioned channel. Nice. Gotta love the plushness in here. Where's my velvet hat with my feathers sticking out of it, huh? Anyways, on with the show. So as I said, I'm going to start working on some things here with the clans. Satine, no, I have not seen MC's map yet. I'd like to. Maybe. Is it any good? Getting back to something we're going to talk about here, some of the work we're doing on 2.7. We do have a new version forthcoming for the QA team, for the play testers. I believe this is going to be internal version release number 5. Was talking to Density earlier today, and let me see what Density has to say. Actually, I just asked Density here a few moments ago if he's got anything for me to pass on to the community. He says, apart from bomb mode stuff and that the bandage exploit has been fixed, so all you cheaters out there, go find another game to cheat in. We are continuing development on bugs that pop up in the new game mode. Next week, we'll start the weapon tweaks, like the shotgun drop-off, etc. So that's sort of where we are. Some of the other work we've been doing on the bomb mode, as you know, this game mode will be available in the next version. As I continue to scroll through the players here, watching Sweet Justice. Sweet Justice is taking on Little Boy. As Sweet Justice ducks around a corner there, and a little boy has run away just like, well, a little boy. Thunder camping up top the bar area here. Thunder, move. Move, Thunder. Quit looking in the saloon. Now he runs around the saloon, down the stairway. Nope. See, I don't know this map. I've never shoutcasted this map, so I don't know all the areas. He's right near the jailhouse, so. Oops. You missed, Thunder. You missed the jump. I know he's listening, too. So we'll let that go there in the background. Can someone explain the bandage bug to you? No, Tux, we're not going to tell you or anybody else about the bandage bug. Can we explain it? Yeah, sure. Let us explain it so everybody else can ruin the fun. Okay, with that out of the way. As Density is just telling me, and I was just about to say... there will not be a 2.6 beta, or 2.6B version. It's going to actually be 2.7. And that will include some of the server-side tweaks that we've been working on. We do have another server-side patch out. And I'll probably put that out to the community if you run a server and you would like to partake in that patch. Then feel free to email me, oswald@planetquake.com, and... We will possibly get you the patch. I'm not going to make any guarantees to anyone, but if you run a server and you would like to help out, there are some stipulations, then feel free to send me an email, oswald@planetquake.com, and we will get to that. Sorry, I'm scrolling through my messages here. So some of the other work we are doing here, I'm only laughing because I'm watching the comments here. As I see Bridger asking all sorts of questions, I'm on air, Bridger. Can't talk. But some of the other things we are testing, I know the mappers have been asking me time and time again about the new entity in the definition file. See, and Tux, you weren't listening. Did I just not mention drop-off? I mentioned it. Next week, we will be starting the weapon tweaks / shotgun drop-off damage. I'm reading it right here. It's from Density here. I'll even paste it for you just to show you I'm not lying. See, look at that. That's what I'm talking about. So some of the other work, as I said, Density has been working on a new bomb site entity. Right now, the game does know that the bomb mode exists. This is actually in the internal version we are testing. So the game does know bomb mode exists. We'll pick the bomb mode spawn points and set up two bomb sites, and two bomb sites will be required, or the game mode will not work. So basically, what we have right now, the game basically plays as Team Survivor, seeing as we have no bomb model yet or much of the code implemented. But we can actually filter bomb mode servers if there are some out there. So we are slowly making our way into that. The definition file, as I said, has been updated. It's going to be info_UT_bombsite for those of you who do map. And as I said, one of the important things is you will need to have two bomb placement spots per map. No more, no less, but two. Sort of like the number three when you throw the holy hand grenade, if you know what I'm referring to. yes, the show unofficially brought to you by Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, the best in microbrewed beer from Chico, California. Want to give a quick shout out to Teufel, another TSN shoutcaster. Teufel, I'd just like to know that you will be owned tonight, you camping bitch. See, one of the fun things we've done here of late night here at TSN is we've gotten onto a Battlefield 1942 server, and we were basically owning everybody last night. There were like five of us, myself, Teufel, Arkvile, Bite, and who else? I thought we had one other guy with us. Maybe we did. I can't remember who it was. But we had a good time playing, and then they switched over to Unreal Tournament 2003, which I didn't have last night, but you know what? I have it now. Just so I can put the smackdown on Teufel, that little camping mother. Anyways, on with the show. So we are testing. We do have, I believe it was the fifth version available to those testers, or those play testers we have given it to. We do have some of our test servers up and running. I know the mappers are going to ask me, well, can I get the def file yet? No, not quite yet. We're going to still hold off for a couple more weeks before we give it to you. But rest assured, it is coming. It is under the works, and I just thought I'd let Density know that Sarah Michelle Gellar is mine. Little message here from Fumla. He says, oh, my God, I don't believe it. There's actually 19 people playing Pro Ball at the moment on three different servers. Pro Ball, another one of those mods that was sort of created by some of us here at Silicon Ice Development, Apoxel, lead coder at one time. He did most of the work on it. Meaty, if you guys remember Meaty, our object modeler, as he called himself, he actually modeled the ball, believe it or not. That's right. Sweet Nuts did a couple of maps. I did a little PR on it, and if you haven't checked it out, I suggest you do planetquake.com/proball. Good map. Good game. And who knows, maybe we'll play that here again very shortly. But I do want to thank Fumla for that. And I see Density sending me a message back saying, slap, slap, SMG is mine. No, she's not. She is all mine. All mine. Oh, what else do we have here? I'm still running through the PMs that I'm getting here from everybody. Don wanted to know if he can test the internal version. Don, seeing as you said you are elite with a 1337 bug finder, I'm going to have to say no. God, I can be an ass, can't I? So we are still in the game here. As you can hear it going off in the background, as TS just bought the farm here. This map seems to... I don't know. I don't know how this map's playing. As we're following Alki here. Oh, Tetrahydro under attack from Sweet Justice. Sweet Justice getting the sweet hand grenade taken out by Aki. Nice work there by Aki, one of the regular listeners here to Urban Radio, to the Urban Terror Shoutcast. And for those of you who don't know, and I believe I mentioned it last week, UT Toxin is now available from, who's it from? What's his name? Duke Kanine? I haven't played it. I've looked at it. I did feature it over on the sixth floor at one time. So you can check that out, and I'm going to drop out of the server here as I sort of need to get on with the show. I'm not able to do so as I'm still watching the game here. So there are a couple slots left if you want to get in the game. As I said, the IP address, you can go to urbanterror.net/server.html. You'll find all the information there, along with the three downloads, Desertville, Commune, and Wild West. The IP, one last time, 130.89.175.11. That is your Urban Radio server for the week. Going to step away. When we come back, I'll find something to talk about. It's Oswald right here, TSN.
The following is a paid public service announcement from the Parents Against Leet Haxers Foundation.
Billy and I used to play. we used to play a lot. Because Billy was my friend. And one day, Billy and I were playing. Billy was shot through a wall.
Please, don't let lead haxers affect your life. If you know or are someone that needs help, please do the right thing.
It's coming.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Thank you.
TSN, the Team Sportscast Network.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience.
We are live 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all over the world. Except in Canada, because they live in igloos. And everybody knows that. TSN.
Hi there, Oswald back with you here live, TSN, the Team of Sportscast Network. Little Urban Radio coming your way today, the Valentine edition. So do not buy that sweetheart of yours flowers or candy. You know, maybe I won't even say it. So we are back here. Continue to see a lot of, still a lot of people, people complaining, dropping problems they continue to see with the mod. Then again, we still have a lot of people who continue to play it, and they basically want what is best for the mod. That is why we develop the way we develop. I've spoke about it before that we've sort of changed our philosophy over the years, where we used to be a very closed development team in terms of testing and whatnot. We've really opened up, and now I think we're sporting about, I see 53 people in the playtesters channel right now, so that's a good thing. It's funny, and I think I touched on this last week, if I recall, but when we initially started testing, it was basically the team doing all the testing. You know, 8 of us, 10 of us would get on a server and play it, and, hey, we like this, we don't like this, we don't like that. And then, you know, we saw the shortcomings of that. Very, very small group of people, the developers, of course, making a game that they want to make the way they want to make it. But as I said, there were problems, so we decided to open testing up a bit. Well, come testing for Beta 2.0, of course, we got some bitches out there who leak our files, and here I am dropping onto illegal 2.0 servers, playing with people, making an ass of myself, of course. Not as Oswald, but as I forgot the guy I went under. Sort of some stupid name. Anyways, after that, we got a little bit smart and said, well, you know what? This isn't going to work. We're going to have to do something else when it comes to playtesting. And that we have done. Seeing as we've had a few bum issues the past few releases, we've changed things around. So now the testers basically play on our servers with our passwords. And if we don't like it, well, we change the file or change the password on the server, and so much for having a worthy file there. But that's not really what I wanted to get to. What I wanted to get to was about the quality of testers we have. First, people said that we didn't have good enough testers. We did not have the leet. The leet, oh, I can do this jump, I can do that jump, I can find all these bugs for you, those type of testers. And now we have a lot of, we have at least 50 good testers who idle in our channel, who play it on a regular basis, who test it on a regular basis, and yet we still continue to seem catch a lot of flack from the community about weapons damage when it is their peers making the comments that help us make our decisions when it comes to what we do in the mod. You know, like one of the things I remember reading is that, you know, a lot of these game companies tailor their mod towards a small group of people, towards the skilled gamer, and everybody else is going to have to fit in with them when it comes to what they want in the game. I'll have to find that post. I actually need a rant on that. That's what I need. I need a good, solid rant on that. So that's just one of the things here. I'm still looking at the 2.6 channel right now, or excuse me, the 2.6A forum. And, you know, a lot of people still, I guess, a bit unsure about the weapons. You know, we continue to hear the same thing that, well, the only weapon that was bad was a shotgun. Well, yes and no. You can't just tweak one weapon. You got to tweak more than one weapon. If we would have just tweaked the shotgun, I guarantee you that things would have seemed out of whack, out of kilter. Many did not like the changes to the SR-8 originally. And now it's funny, but everybody seems to like it. Shotgun, I just touched on. The PSG-1, there's another one that people think it's not a good weapon anymore. It's too weak. You can get two or three shots off for every one you get with your SR-8. So, again, PSG-1 will be looked into in the next patch. What else? The LR-300. There is a funny weapon, the LR-300. Is it too strong? Does it provide too many headshots? I don't know. I guess it all depends on who you ask. We continue to see people saying, you know, I'm getting sick of getting hit in the head all the time by the LR300 and the MP5K. Well, you know, I'm sure some of those kills are due to skills that these guys actually aim for your head. I mean, if you knew that you could get a head kill with one shot, would you not aim for the head? I'll give you a little credit. Yeah, some people, maybe they're new gamers, maybe not. They'll take a weapon like the MP5K and basically spam a general area while, right, sprinting or running or even walking. And, yeah, they may get some lucky headshots. But, again, I think more of it is based on skill. So, well, you know, that's just another thing. I don't know if the LR300 will be tweaked. We will have to wait and see. As I said, I wasn't too involved with the testing last time. We left that up to Blade Killer and Gleam for the most part. Density also doing a lot of work with the testers. One of the more recent problems we have heard are about the grenades. Some people think two HE grenades are one too many when it comes to grenades. We've seen some comments posted in the forums about possibly making grenades a secondary item. Or if you take grenades, you can't carry a secondary item. I mean, there's a few ways to look at it. One thing that we should try to change, and I know Density has talked to Blade about it, but changing the amount of damage if a grenade goes off in the air as opposed to on the ground. For those of you who don't know that, or don't read the README files, the README.txt files, the damage on the grenades were reduced. You can actually go read it right now at www.urbanterror.net/README.txt. And I'm looking at it. Am I looking at it? It's on here. I know it is. Well, it's on there somewhere. I can't find it. I'm looking at the README and I can't find it. Not very good, huh? Anyways, the grenades were lowered in terms of damage that they deal out, as were all the weapons except for two of them, the Desert Eagle and the UMP-45. Those are the only two weapons that were not touched. Anyway, back to what I was saying about the grenades here. Wrath, I believe it was, over in the 2.6A forum says, I know you've missed my wine, but I'm back to make one more last plea. He says, reduce damage on the HE grenades. They're ruining the game totally. Even in Counter-Strike, which I hate, grenades and are balanced, and you can only have one HE grenade. My suggestion, reduce grenade damage about 200% and give players one grenade. Well, I think 200% may be a bit extreme in this case. And then somebody's opinion that we value somewhat, Magic, from the Rough Riders, a European clan. He says, there's a lot of suggestions about HEs floating around at the moment. He says, I figured instead of reducing the nades to the point where they are not worth taking in comparison to the other items, why not make it a harder choice by asking people to choose between taking another weapon? Where the logic of restricting to only one grenade fails is because it doesn't take away the fact that grenades are a must-have item. People will still choose the grenades over an item, such as a laser or a helmet or a silencer, almost every time. But will people actually take grenades over another weapon, knowing full well that they could pack up another weapon and play? A more difficult choice, and he says, I think you'll agree. He says, what do you guys think of grenades as a secondary weapon? Grenades exactly as they are now, but say at the cost of a UMP-45 or an MP5K or a SPAS-12. So that's just one way to look at it. I mean, none of this is new. We've continued to hear these calls for some time from the community. And a lot of people seem to support that, as I'm still waiting to get a little bit more feedback here from the people on our QA team to see what they would like to see in terms of the grenades. Same goes with all the playtesters, as I'm sure they'll have some input. Magic is one of the playtesters, so he knows what he's talking about. But again, now, do we drop into that mindset that, well, he must be a elite gamer because he's a playtester? No, not necessarily. I'm sure he's a good gamer. But it's not a matter of if this player is elite or not. you follow Basilisk around with a grenade in his hand, and I guarantee you he's going to fray you 9 out of 10 times with that grenade. And it is not luck kills from Basilisk. It is all skill with Baz when it comes to grenades. Teabagging little SOB. But that's just something else that we're looking on. Drug Lord 3 from Dragoon is finally undergoing some testing here. I actually played that last week with a couple of the team members. We had a good time playing it. Really set up for the bomb mode. Also available for CTF. It seemed to do very well. For those of you who haven't seen it, I think we will be hosting some shots of it here very shortly. On thesixthfloor.com, along with having some new reviews, such as, actually I posted Subway 2 up already. I'll be having a couple others. The next one due out hopefully tonight is going to be UT Sanctuary by Barbecue. Again, another bomb map. But you can check that out. Some of the other work that 27 has been doing, I don't know how much of this should be shared, but he's come up with some other ideas that we are working on internally here amongst the team. Such as, you know what? I don't even want to go there. Maybe I should. Some of the things such as the bandolier, that's one of the things we've talked about. It would allow you some advantages you don't see with just getting extra weapons, or excuse me, extra ammo. People think bandolier, you think back to Action Quake 2. Oh, I take the bandolier, I get extra ammunition. Well, that's one advantage. There's some other things that the bandolier would allow you to do, and I'm not going to go into any further detail with that. Possibly replacing the knives with another action is something we've begun discussing. I don't know if it would actually, work out that well, because how many times do you really get close up? Seriously, if you got really close up to somebody, why would you whip out a knife if you could? Why not just shoot them in the back and kill them? I mean, it makes so much more sense. So the knives, the slashing, people have always brought up being able to pistol whip somebody or what was I going to say? Pistol whip them, or actually go hand-to-hand combat with them. I mean, why are you going to go hand-to-hand combat with somebody if you have a big gun? Just shoot their ass. You get the point, you run on, you shoot the next person. But there's some discussion about possibly replacing the knives with another action. We'll have to see how that goes. Another thing, being able to kick your teammates. Yeah, I know it's all fun to kick your teammates off of buildings and whatnot. But I'm sure you've had that time where you walk up to somebody in order to bandage them, and you accidentally kick them. Instead of healing them, you kill them. That's happened before. Or possibly making something like that where if you're going to heal somebody and you're actually pressing your heal key, that you can't jump and you can't kick them to kill them. Something else to think about. Possibly some changes to the night vision goggles. Maybe modifying the weapons that would be able to provide a instantaneous headshot. Yeah, I know. Dead air. I'm sitting here. I'm looking. I'm reading. I haven't gone over any of this. I have no notes today. And the other thing which we saw brought up here in the forums, removing the penalties for team killing and jumping off the church, or jumping off buildings after the round is over so you do not lose a frag. That's something else we've also looked into here recently. So those are just some of the other changes that we've been talking about. Another thing that somebody brought up here recently was, you have two weapons lying on the ground. And say you wanted the weapon on the right. Say it was a shotgun. On the left, you see the MP5K. And you wanted the shotgun. Well, you run for it, and what do you pick up? You pick up the MP5K and not the shotgun. Explain the insta-headshot. Well, like right now, how many weapons do we have right now that give you an immediate headshot if you hit somebody in the head? It's quite a few. But instead, we change that to some of the other weapons. As I said, these are things just under discussion. None of them are written in stone right now. Back to what I was talking about. So maybe we would make a way to where you could actually crouch down to pick up a weapon you wanted. So if you ran over the weapon and you didn't want the MP5K, but you wanted a shotgun, you could crouch down and crouching down, you hit the grab key or whatever, and you picked a weapon up. That's just another idea. You know, it's been said that it may slow down the game, but it is an idea that we are looking at. So those are just a couple of the things that we've talked about. Again, they're all under discussion. None of them are set in stone, and we are still working on some of that. What else do we have here in the QA forums that you guys might be interested in? I mentioned UT Precinct. Wet Wired has finally finished UT Precinct. It's sort of a big map. If you haven't seen any screenshots, go to the sixfloyd.com and scroll down. I believe I have three shots on there. But this map is currently in testing, and I believe it will support CTF as well. So those are just a few of the things that we have going on the development team right now. My beer is empty. You know what that means? That means it's time for another commercial break. It's Oswald right here, TSN. You're listening to Urban Radio, and we will be right back.
This just in to the TSN News Desk. More people with internet access listen to the Team Sportscast Network than those who don't have internet access. If you are listening to us with your internet access, thank you for listening. The number one station for online gaming, TSN.
Yeah.
at TSN, we know that gamers really want lots and lots of the sex.
I love it!
Thanks.
Anytime.
Log on to www.tsncentral.com for as much hummina hummina hoo-ha bow wow awooga as you can possibly handle. The Teen Sportscast Network. We call the shots.
Ah! Watch where you're shooting.
Whoa. Sorry.
Dialed in to Quake 3 Urban Terror's Urban Radio with your host, Oswald. Right here on the number one station for online gaming, TSN.
And welcome back once again to Urban Radio. It's Oswald with you here, getting ready to wrap things up, coming up on 3 p.m. over here on the West Coast, down in SoCal, where we're drying out from a few days of rain. It's done, you know, people can't drive for crap out here when it rains. It's kind of funny to see. Anyway, coming up this weekend on TSN, we have a full slate of things happening on Saturday. 10 p.m. tomorrow night, we're going to have Oral Fixation, D.A. and Trillion, the Q Girls, hanging out with you. We'll have to see what they have to say. Also have some Warcraft 3 Conquest action with Wax Stevens, the MFO Red Crush Tournament. That comes your way at noon Eastern. Also going to have a little Unreal Tournament 2003 Indy 2 quarterfinal action. Viper X going to be calling all the action there. Devastator taking on XS Pain. And, of course, DJ Wheat taking to the airwaves. Little Quake 3 DM from the Challenge U.S. Tournament. Lantern had taken on 0-4. And later on that night, it's going to be Rat taking on Death. Again, Quake 3 action from the Challenge U.S. Over on Server 1, once again, DJ Wheat. Coming up next week, I'm actually headed to the wrong coast. That's right, the East Coast. I will be in Boston, Beantown. That's right, Boston, Massachusetts, with DJ Wheat and Blanks as we cover the IG LAN. That's right, the IG LAN Winterfest 2003, Beverly Cummings Center in Beverly, Massachusetts. Going to feature a couple of tournaments, an Unreal 2000 Deathmatch one-on-one tournament, Quake 3 OSP Deathmatch. We're going to have a Battlefield 1942 challenge, which I will be shoutcasting. And basically a free-for-all, a Festival 2v2. It's going to be the player's choice. All those gamers who have signed up and are at the event will decide what game, what mod we will be playing. So I look for that to be a good time, and that is that actually comes your way on February 21st. I think I'll be heading out here towards the East Coast, maybe on Tuesday or Wednesday. Who knows, maybe I can even hook up with MF Doom, Captain Porno, a giant black dude, and who is it, FSK, I don't remember which one it is, Q maybe? There's a couple of them who all live out there, out at the East Coast away. So it's just one of the things you can tune into next week here on TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. As I'm running through the last few private messages, I do want to thank Mungo Zen once again for providing all the music. If you have a song that you want on Urban Radio, feel free to send a Pit Mungo Zen your request. He is my happy fatty DJ, and he will spin all the tunes here on Urban Radio. And MC and Big D, no, I do not get free travel anymore. Our company, seeing as they're in Chapter 11, decided to start charging us airfare again. Ain't that a bitch? So now, instead of flying from Los Angeles to Boston for free, I'll have to pay like $20. But that's $20 that I don't want to spend. So, anyways, I will be heading out toward the East Coast sometime early next week. If you don't have anything else, then that's actually going to be it for me today. I need to go put some smack down on Teufel and Arkvile, two of my wonderful shoutcasting partners here on TSN. And as always, we are looking for people who have what it takes to shoutcast. If you think you have what it takes and you want to be a shoutcaster for TSN, then head over to tsncentral.com and click on Become a TSN DJ. Come on, I know you can be better than Vansilly, can't you? Somebody can be better than Vansilly. Anyway, go over there, click on Become a TSN DJ. Oh, Van Silly's going to hear that too, I know it. And there's a whole bunch of things there that you have to do. There's a list of six things. You have to submit a demo to us, and we'll listen to it and get back to you. But seeing as Urban Terror has been the most highly casted game on TSN, I do want to thank those guys who've made that happen. Jeff T., Whispers, Van Silly, and myself. Four of us have covered, oh, how many matches have we covered? I don't even know. Let me see. We have covered 65 matches since November. That's quite a few. Quite a few matches. So I do want to thank everybody for tuning in. And the last thing I have to say here before I go is to actually... Van Silly just saw it. Last thing I had to say before I go is to give it a chance, tune in, and listen to one of the shoutcasts here on TSN when it comes to Urban Terror. We do enjoy your support, and we do want to see more of it when we get on air to rock the mic and bring you the best in clan coverage, either from the Stronger Than All, the OGL, Cal, TWL, or Clan Base. We have it all right here on TSN. Ah, yes, the soothing sounds of Herb Alpert. You know what that means, don't you? That's right. That is the end of the show. I do want to thank everybody for tuning in today and taking the time out to listen to have what I say. Hopefully there was something there you got out of the show today. Maybe not, maybe so. I do want to thank QADN. I do want to thank QADN for providing the server today. And for the Queen Bee Weekend, you guys can go check that out. I will leave that link up all week and on the Urban Radio server page. So if you want to check that out, feel free to go to urbanterror.net, click on Urban Radio, follow the link to the Urban Radio server. And finally, I must sort of pay condolences here to the guys over at Splash Damage, Loki and RR2DO2, Fluffy Gimp. It's unfortunate to hear, but looks like the expansion pack has been pulled by Activision for Return to Castle Wolfenstein. We are very good friends with that development team. Great group of guys, but unfortunately, it looks like it's going to be a free release now. So best of luck to those guys over at Splash Damage. As well, I do want to thank everybody for tuning in. I'm out. Have a great weekend.